All right, we are live, June 15th, 2021. It's 8:29 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is Ab the Fakeologist. I come to you Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm back. I'm connecting to you from Toronto on Terrible Canada, the media capital of Canada, the COVID capital of Canada, the home of the Paul Dalla-Lana Public School of Health. H-E-L-L-T-H, and we are the lockdown capital, I guess, of North America. We're trying to imitate or mirror London, England. That's the lockdown capital, I suppose, of England. We're going through a parallel simulation of creating the first post-nation state, Canada probably before England. But I'm not sure what the plans for England are because I'm not there. I'm in the belly of the beast here in Toronto. And I have two main websites, fakeologist.com/blog. And also I have fakotube.com. Fakotube is my video site. And it is proudly sponsored by Anonymous, who paid for the entire year. Thank you so much, Anonymous. You know who you are. It's very generous of you. If you want to know where we're streaming tonight, just go to fakeologist.com/live. We stream video, our screen sharing, and we also are on audio. You can always find us. You can always hear us. We're even on YouTube. Just go to fake11.com/YouTube2. YouTube number two. The main channel where I've got sound effects and a few non-offensive videos is fake11.com/YouTube1. I'm also on Twitter, and I'm on Telegram. I'm everywhere. I'm on all the major social platforms. I'm on Facebook, fake11.com/FB, I believe. FB. And it looks like, if I can see, we're coming up to over 800,000 hits, views on FakeoTube. So it's way outpacing the blog because we all know this. People don't read anymore. They just like to watch moving pictures, video, which explains the popularity of Instagram, YouTube, and a million other platforms out there. I concentrate on FakeoTube because it's my platform, and that's where I have a chat, and it's an interactive chat there. I think I'm in the right window. If you're in the chat now or you're listening, just say hi. And it looks like I have three viewers on FakeoTube, which is fantastic. So if you want to say hi in the chat on FakeoTube, you can go over there. Good evening to Napoleon Wilson. Probably my hardest chorist fan. He's on the forums, on the old forum. He's on the blog comments, and he is on the Twitter. He's on Telegram. He is not on Discord. He used to hold court on Discord. He used to be one of the more prolific audio makers, and he actually could do a show on his own, which is very difficult. It's not easy to do a show on your own because you're not really getting any feedback and you're just talking to yourself, basically. It's not that easy. And it's always better to have someone to riff off and just ask you questions, and then the hour will be gone by. So actually, if you want to ride shotgun tonight with me, you're always welcome. You can go to the Discord at fake11.com/Discord. And if you're new, then you go to the intake room and I'll verify you. Or you can call in tonight. Let me put the phone numbers on the screen. Phone numbers are in the U.S. 810-666-1984. In Canada, 902-400-1984. Pretty easy numbers to remember. Last four digits are 1984, the George Orwell year. And it looks like we have five people on the combined platforms of Facebook, YouTube, DLive, Twitch, or Twitter. I think that's enough platforms to be on. And thank you to the latest donor. Got to say all these things now because I'll forget. If you go to fakeologist.com/donate, you'll see how you can donate. If you donate crypto, you have to let me know you're sending it to me because, of course, crypto is anonymous, at least the wallet is. And I just recently got some Bitcoin. And who did I get that from? Well, go to fakeologist.com/donate/donors. And let's see, I usually am pretty good at putting it up. Last one was, scroll down, Contis. Don't know who Contis is, but thank you very much. He sent me 0.003 Bitcoin. Very generous. Thank you very much. And thank you to the monthly subscribers, the sustainers. $1.19 a month is all it takes to be a sustainer, but of course we have some bigger sustainers. I really appreciate them. $9.11 a month is the suggested donation. It's super generous if you do that. Thank you. So you know who you are. You can see the list there. So thanks very much for donating. It's not required. The whole site is totally free. I don't have any gates. It's hard enough, as I've said, to download and get through a website. My website's not the most beautiful website, but it's functional. And everything is in front. And I got a nice message. Well, I guess Contis sent the nice message about FakoTube. He likes how I curate the content. And I am doing my best to curate the content where I put things that only really align with my way of thinking and try and leave off the disinformation the best I can. And I have my favorite channels that I go to listen to. And usually they are good enough to put on the broadcast. Now, the last show I did, one thing I can see that you can't see is I can see actually all the people that are on the FakoTube right now. I've got 60 people on FakoTube watching stuff. And my last show with Marcus has 10 people watching that now. So people would rather watch an old show than listen to the live show. So 10 people are watching an old show now at their convenience. And it says 600 people are watching that. And there's not much to see. It's just my screen. But apparently that's good enough. But I really think that appointment viewing, appointment videos are a thing of the past. It's really hard for people or unnecessary for people to show up at the time of the show. So I get that. But that's fine. It's much easier. And I'm the same way. I'll start a stream, pause it, forget about it, then I'll try and go back. I just posted a huge video of David Wynn Miller. And did I post the wrong thing? Oh, man. I did post the wrong thing. Isn't that stupid? I posted the wrong thing here on moreab.fakeologist.com. Is that the wrong thing? Yeah.
Hello, health champions. Sometimes people keep...
Why did I post you? So obviously that's the wrong one. Let me just see what the right one is. Now I got to go into my history. Let me edit on the fly. So let's edit this. This is wrong. Let's go to the YouTube and see if I can find the right one. This guy named David Wynn Miller, interesting person. He's talking about language. He says he's a genius. Well, let's look at the history of things I just watched today. Here it is. 9 hours. Some guy had 24 of 25 parts. And he put them all together and made a 9-hour video. So there we go. He kind of looks like Mo from the Three Stooges. Mo. Okay, here we go. Let's watch this guy. Really interesting guy.
On any topic, they want to foreclose your house, and they use adverb verb. They didn't give you equal protection of...
He's one of these free man guys, and he got pretty trashed on Wikipedia. Now, Wikipedia is a psyop. We know this. It's a psyop, but this guy's supposed to be a free man, and he says he's a genius, and he's deconstructed the language. Now, he has such an esoteric claim that I actually sent this video to Dave J., my nemesis. You know, Dave J., the one that lays the hate on the fakeologist. But he does that to everyone, so I don't really feel too important. But I thought maybe Dave J. could try and decode this, because he talks about words and parsing. Now, I've never heard of David Wynn Miller, but he was allegedly part of the conspiracy community over the last many, many years. But he just came up on some of my research. And you just never know where you're going to bump into interesting links. Now, I've listened to 40 minutes of this. It's a little bit, to me, it's gobbledygook, but there might be something to it, although I doubt it. But it's very interesting listening to something you've never heard of before, ever. He claims the post office is in charge of all commerce. And he gives an explanation that's not exactly satisfying to me, but it's interesting. But he explains the fringe on all the flags. I think he laid claim to the fact that he had something to do with that, but I've heard the fringe, the gold fringe on the U.S. flag is just military, under military rule or emergency orders. But let me play a bit more.
The law, that's a prepositional phrase, for the protection of the law, using the correct parse syntax grammar. Therefore, you can sue for a writ of de novo just for the be correct on the grammar. Doesn't matter if you got a mortgage.
All right, we got a caller in her. I'll let Daniel go ahead. How are you? Fakeologist speaking.
Hey, App, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. You?
Doing all right. I couldn't help but note that even though Gail Newsom decided to put up another irrelevant mask mandate, for some reason now, nobody's going to enforce it. I mean, there's plenty of people without... I don't know how the heck the mask mandate's even around anymore. I mean, most of it just got irrelevated by Dr. Fauci, and yet there's still, for some reason, they're still on that trail. I mean, I could have swore the vaccine kind of topped that off, don't you think?
Well, yeah, we're in Ontario, so we live in a different world than you. I know California is parallel to New York State, maybe Michigan and Ontario.
Oh, certainly.
But I don't. I only see memes of the Joker slash Gruesome Newsom together. We don't get a ton of stuff from California right now because, like I said, we're getting a stiff pounding right now because we are ground zero of the COVIDian cult leaders that are in Toronto. I don't know if you know, but we have a Johns Hopkins clone, a Rockefeller funded or started anyway, public health department. So we're right in ground zero here. So they're right in Toronto. They just opened the stores yesterday, and they're only allowing 15% capacity. So now all the stores have lines wrapped around them of people trying to get in.
So, oh, dang. So that's a little bit akin to what Costco used to be having the previous year. No, that's terrible. And
we're
a lot of news from Ontario, too. I mean, even... a couple of flashes and burns there.
Yeah, well, yeah, you have Ontario, California, but we're in Ontario. I call it Ontario.
No, I know Ontario, Canada. Sorry, yeah. I didn't say California.
No, I didn't say you said that. I call it Ontario now because it is terrible. They really want Canada to be the first post-nation state. They're really trying hard. They really want to break Canada up first because we've always been. Well, we've always wanted to be a United Nation conforming nation for the last 20, 30 years. And this is what this Great Reset is all about. They want to get rid of countries. They want to get rid of internal divisions, provinces, states. They want to create mega cities and mega regions. And they want to get everyone off the land. That's what they want. And I've really been overdosing on Rosa Corey. Have you heard of her?
Yes, it's kind of funny. The way you said mega corporations, this actually goes a lot into communitarianism.
That's right.
It's almost akin to, it's basically akin to snitching at the state level. It goes into, how should I say, tattletelling. It goes into, actually, there's a channel that even says gang stalking is the best health secret ever. But I mean, again, this is different, and unfortunately, it is more real than ever. And it's another one being, if you ever heard of Solonensky, I mean, all these groups that he used to do, that's basically what Antifa is right now. So that's also at a state level, corporate level.
Yeah.
And Rosa Croy, you know, it's kind of ironic because there's actually an article about her that service around, somebody actually posted that in a Telegram, but it was around December 2013. And it actually goes into a lot as to how Rosa Croy more or less butchered the message that was supposed to be the full definitions and various examples of communitarianism and various other topics, including the origins, Amitai Etzioni, the founding father of that.
I watched that guy. He's impossible to understand. I watched him last night, and it's amazing that you remembered his name because I didn't even remember it, and I just watched it. Yeah, I'm looking at Nikki Rapana's website called Living Outside the Dialectic. She has been doing a blog for a long, long time. I've never heard of her, but someone did say that Rosa ripped her off, or at least didn't give her credit. And she also claims that Rosa is a Zionist deceiver. But the thing is this, I have listened to at least 10 of Rosa's talks. Now, they're all pretty much the same. Every now and then she drops another nugget that she doesn't say in another talk. So I've been watching her talks for the last few years, maybe even 10 years. And she's been doing this for a long time. And I have to tell you, she's a very good communicator. She is a fantastic communicator. She is really giving the lowlights of Agenda 21, for better or for worse. And even Nikki Rapana, I haven't looked her up on YouTube yet, but just her blog is about communitarianism, and she apparently wrote a book way back in 2000 and something called it was called The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, and it looks like she updated it for 2020. But
That did happen. It's ironic. They had a book called 2020, Our New, I don't remember that very last part, but it actually does predate to what we're facing since last year. So, I mean, that's,
it's our common destiny. Our common destiny. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 2020, Our Common Destiny, and the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. And just briefly looking at her blog, I don't know if she's for or against communitarianism. I think she's against it, but
She says anti-defamation league. It's actually quite spottable in the blog.
She says what?
Anti-communitarianism league.
Yeah, but it sounds like she doesn't. I got the impression she's okay with communitarianism with some changes. So I'm not quite sure. I haven't read it too clearly because all of a sudden someone sent me the link. And I still think Rosa is laying out the super-duper plan for Agenda 21 like nobody else is. There's nobody else even today, and even though RIP...
Well, that's where you're factual, though. I mean, she is very linear, coherent.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of her archives, she even did very well regarding Agenda 21 and a few other topics as well. I mean, she even has property. I mean, she was a big property owner, and I guess that's really where most of the literacy comes from after a while.
Well, what's wrong with that?
She must have picked up so much with it. I'm just saying, it must have been so much that she picked up in the past that she managed to be by far one of the best presenters by full admittance.
She's done 2 and 3 hour talks. She's amazing. 2020, Our Common Destiny, and the definitive anti-communist communitarian manifesto. Okay. So that's an old book already.
Oh, yeah. No, that predated a lot of people around. I mean, I can't help but note, but the Lapiani and Friedrich, they both really seem to have it in, not so much against her, but because of notes of her. And apparently, Friedrich wasn't. I found this interesting. Apparently, Friedrich wasn't really allowed in presentations of Rosa Croy and a Michael, well, just a Michael, let's just put it that way, because their names aren't always easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, who are those people? I was just distracted.
No, those are just associates. I mean, I guess the blog was, it was so long. I mean, I'll give that to you. I mean, the article was so long and so memorable. I mean, their names are really memorable, but the point is, I guess, the second persona wasn't really allowed inside the big convention. I mean, it probably had to do with the fact that they had a little bit of messages, had a little bit of details that they weren't, by their standards, allowed to bring in. I mean, that's probably something that's a little notable, too. But other than that, I mean, I guess all three as a combo really do sum up the definitions of what most, I guess, in big chunks, really, what we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm. So have you listened to Rosa Croy at all?
Well, I did get into a few of her archives, so that's kind of what I'm saying, why she's a very wonderful presenter in that case.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's fantastic, so that's why I like her. So, yeah, so that's, let's just play a bit of her while I'm looking at things here. I'll play a bit.
Gotcha, no problem.
I'll play a bit of her. Actually, let me update this FACO2 page right now. And we'll play a bit of Rosa Croy so people know who I'm talking about here. This is a recent video, I believe.
And then I want to say hi to everybody.
Hi.
I'm so pleased to have been invited to participate in this. Well, let's just say it. This is an historic conference. This is the confluence of iconoclastic thinkers and creators of the greater reset. Because, you know, in this time of stress and anger and fear and separation and limitation, yep, we need to break out of the paralysis and the panic that's imposed on us and break into a set of positive, workable solutions that could bring us closer together in respect and love. So I know that's what we're all excited to be participating in today. It's the declaration of taking back control of our life's direction. So as John said, my role today is to set the stage for the greater reset by looking at the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, the fourth industrial revolution, the UN Agenda 2030, and of course the larger plan within which all of this revolves, which is United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. We can agree that we're witnessing the great purge. It's the great concentration of wealth and power, the great reveal of willing dictators, the great reallocation of resources, the great digital revolution of the surveillance state. This is the agenda for the 21st century and beyond. It's the great rehash of the old plan.
Okay, let me turn her off now.
So I'm going to start there.
Well,
UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, is the comprehensive blueprint. It's the action plan, as the UN calls it, to inventory and control all land.
I see. I wasn't playing the right screen there. I was playing it.
Okay.
No, but you couldn't see that because it was coming on my other window, though I wasn't projecting. That was an accident, but that's fine. Yeah, so she's a great talker. She's really laying out what's happening. Just today, I'm driving down our main highway, which is a 12-lane highway, and on the colorful over-the-road screen, it said, take transit. And now that's all I think about is her Agenda 21 message, because why would you be telling people in their cars to go take transit in a far less convenient and possible way to move around? So they're just propagandizing us everywhere, and it only makes sense in the context of they're just trying to basically Agenda 21 Toronto more than any other city in North America at this point. If it doesn't work in Toronto, it's going to be a hard, hard sell in America. That's why they have to get it right
thing.
Here.
I mean, most of America is more like buses, and I mean, if it's not vehicles, then people were just going on buses for free, and they were doing a couple other things too, little tourists. I mean, the planes were closed at one point, but no, I don't know. I mean, most people aren't really obeying in planes either, so I don't. There would be no point of it here in the U.S. But now that you do mention take transit in Canada, that's a little, I don't know, it's a little flip-floppy too. I mean, that really does come to say that, no, they really just don't want you in your vehicles one bit.
No, and she lays it out perfectly. Now, do you want to stay on the call and just listen in and discuss maybe some of the things I'm looking at?
Here's the thing. I mean, the only thing I really find fishy of Rosa Croy.
Oh, go ahead.
My bad. So here's the thing. That name is really seems cool. So Rosa for Rose and Croyer for Croy, you know, French and cross. So, I mean, for some
Red
reason,
cross?
It almost connects to a Rosicrucian or Rosicrucian.
Yeah, I like that.
I say it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
so you think it's
the only thing I'm
so it's a pseudonym,
fishy.
You think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, but I top it off. I mean, Rosicrucianism is a very well-known part of Freemasonry, sometimes even considered its own branch because of how magnificent it is, how Scientology, which is a sub-branch, I mean, how known it is. And for that, I mean, they've also even pulled off various operations, including that of they had a saying that says that it's a dot and it's a symbol surrounded by this circling pattern that says all in one, one in all. They're responsible for the whole cult diversity kind of thing. They're responsible for a lot of that Tavistock stuff. They're responsible for basically color coding, a lot of it. And, I mean, the rainbow is more 22nd degree, but, I mean, this Rosicrucian being an 18th degree, a lot of that really seems to play a role, possibly even in Rosa color, pardon I. So, I mean, that's really where some of that suspicion starts to take part in.
Yeah, so you don't think that's a real name, eh? Interesting. Well, you could be
probably
right.
Probably not.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I like it. It's a possibility, but it doesn't change. The message is okay with me. The message resonates. It's clear to me. I could probably read Agenda 21. It's an old manifesto, however many pages. I guarantee I wouldn't get out of it what she has delivered in her messages. I've listened to many, many hours. I'm promoting her mainly because I think it's really important. When people want to figure out what the hell is going on, this is what's going on. It may be not going on in the U.S. right now, but this is what's going on in Canada. They are pushing hard to do everything that's in Agenda 21. We were supposed to have the smart city, the sidewalk area. We were redeveloping an area of our downtown, and it was going to be following the SMART protocols. SMART stands for Sustainability, Monitoring, Assessing, Rating, and Tracking. So basically, everything you do, movement, is tracked, entered into a database, analyzed, and so they understand and follow your behavior. So it's super Big Brother, as far as I can tell. And we stopped.
Journey, I mean,
yeah.
In a sense, it could also be Big Mother. I mean,
Big Mother,
that's
yeah.
That's very alike to what you hear in Brazil. I mean, remember that one film, Brazil, the one with Jonathan Pryce on, and you get all these weird tracking robots inside almost every headquarter around?
No, I never watched that one. But I didn't.
But anyway, I mean, have you watched Adjustment Bureau? I mean, there's a lot of tracking in that, too.
What's it called?
Adjustment Bureau.
No, I don't watch
more
many movies.
More that's about Intel. Oh, well, okay.
The point is,
a lot of that's very Intel-esque, but in the most conventional way possible. By doing it with your businesses, by doing it with just your neighbor next door, by doing it even with some passerby with his phone listening to, I don't know, Maroon 5 or something. And, I mean, just about anything. I mean, if a bus or a passerby bus or some sort of drone that comes up all of a sudden can just do that to you, just monitor you out, track you out, and go from there. I mean, basically, what you're saying that they're doing in Canada, I mean, that could be so coded. They're just going to turn into this big technological, I could say utopia, but that means nowhere. And unfortunately, nowhere is not exactly a good example of what they're doing to you guys. So basically, they're just turning you guys into this high-tech piece of misery. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, there's no doubt. If it doesn't work in Toronto, it's going to be really hard to spread it into the United States because you guys are way more decentralized. Your ultimate authority is your sheriff in each of the 3,000 plus counties. It's just less simple to do. where we have a dictatorship in Canada. We already had the parliamentary system, which is a dictatorship if the government is the majority government. Basically, what happens is the prime minister, who's the leader of the party, or the leader of the political party that gets the most votes, becomes the prime minister. We don't vote for the prime minister. He is appointed, well, he was voted in by his party, but we all know that they just rigged the vote. They don't have to make their vote democratic. They could just, it can be a Soviet-style vote where they can have one guy in the ballot. That doesn't matter. I already experienced that as a member of one of the parties. I know they didn't count my vote. They didn't even send me a vote. But anyway, the point is that we have a dictatorship here, and they are doing all kinds, they have been doing all kinds of adjustments to the many laws in Canada over the last 5 years, even before the pandemic, getting ready for it, and basically removing all kinds of little parliamentary or people oversights, committee oversights to any of the bills. So now they're just basically made up by the Privy Council, which runs the country. The Prime Minister, he's just the advertising for the bills. And then it's signed by the Administrator of Canada, since we don't even have an official Queen's representative. We just have an administrator who happens to be the Chief Justice of our Supreme Court. So they merged the court with the executive branch in Canada. So we really have a dictatorship here. They can pass any law they want if they choose to, or they can just decree things like the king. So Canada, it's much more efficient. It is very close to a communist dictatorship anyway in its original setup. And this same goes for the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and, of course, Canada. So that's what's happening here. So just so everyone knows, I created an Agenda 21 page on Fakeologist. I know it's not really media fakery, but because we're in the greatest fake event of all times, it's so important because it's what's happening in every aspect of our lives, like the lineups to the stores, the limits to travel, all those kind of things are all part of Agenda 21. They don't even really fit a virus model, but they crowbar the story into a virus model because a virus is the only thing that gets people's attention and keeps them afraid. Nobody would go for Agenda 21 because no one's voted for it. So unless we have this never-ending threat, it's the only way to crowbar it into society. So every single thing that's happening in Canada, we always say, well, why do we do this when we let this happen? This doesn't make sense from a virus point of view if we're doing this, but not that. But it doesn't have.
In a sense, that's where it would start fitting in.
Yeah.
Media faker, in a sense, because Agenda 21 does involve some of that. It involves PR, it involves false advertising, it involves overly bloomy, candy-ass language from the WEF. It involves quite a lot of PR to it. I mean, it's very stacked up.
So they're bringing it in with fakery. So, so that's why I put most of her stuff on my Agenda 21 page, and you can access it from the drop-down menus at the very top of my blog. We have home, 9/11, bullet points, about, Agenda 21. It's all alphabetical order on the top here as you're looking at my screen right now. But basically, I just lifted a lot of the stuff I like from her website, because I assume since she's allegedly dead that it's not going to be maintained and it could disappear not in the not-too-distant future. So I just took a few things that I really like, including some videos, and put it on the Agenda 21 page, because if I want people to understand what's happening, then they're going to have to look at her stuff. And I'm going to look at the Communitarian page here. There's one blog called the CommunitarianTrap.blogspot.com. It hasn't been updated for 7 years. Well, maybe it has. Let's just look here. The last entry was February 11th, 2014. So it's old. It looks like these people they've given up on updating it, which makes no sense. Actually, they hardly have anything on their blog now that I can think about, now that I look at it here. They only were active for a year or so. And so that's not really upgraded. But the other one is the Nikki page. Well, I forgot her name already. And she...
Oh, I know their names, man.
Yeah, I think she's still active. Let me look here. I actually just closed it here. Where is her name? No, anyway, I'll find it later. But anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, I will be interested in, I and a couple others will be interested to check out some Rosa Croy archives as well on your page. So, I mean.
Well, it's still on her page, too. You can go to my page or her page. It's still on her. Her stuff is there. But it's just fascinating. Yeah, Ark. Yeah, her name
is
Nikki Rapana. Nikki, whatever that. Yeah. So take a look at her stuff. Yeah, Nikki and Fred Riche. Fred Riche is the other author. That's who you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Nordica Fred Riche. I am assuming it's her wife or whatever you want to call it. I'm guessing they're together, but who knows? Maybe they're not.
Well, the accomplice, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it looks like not so much best friends, but just more like, you know, fellows within the topic that they understand most.
Yeah, sorry. Her blog is Living Outside the Dialectic. And she hasn't actually updated her blog since 2015 either. So here we go. We're in the throes of Agenda 21, and these people aren't even active right now, which is kind of crazy.
It's kind of suspicious, too. I mean, yeah, now that you do point that out, my gosh. Yes.
Now the thing's coming to fruition. Is she still even around? Who knows? Yeah, her last thing is she was also writing a book called The Green Virgin. I guess that's a takeoff of Rosa's book, which was The Green Behind the Green Mask, which she said that Rosa plagiarized her work. Now, my whole website is basically rebroadcasting other people's work. I don't have much original content. Now, I guess if I wrote a book, I would have to attribute everything to everyone else. I don't know if I'd have to read.
Yeah, you'd have to put citations. You'd have to put MLA formatting and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very difficult, strenuous. Yes.
But I don't know why. Why would if she really did rip it off, which I don't have proof she did. I don't understand the motivation because there's no way she got rich off a book. Nobody gets rich off a book anyway. So what's the point?
I mean she already had the background on her to begin with. That's probably one flaw that Nikki made.
Yeah, she did. She understood and she explained how she was understanding and valuating commercial land. And land is only valuable based on what you do with it. Like, I could own all the land in the world. If it's all just undeveloped scrubland, it's not worth anything. Your land is only worth something if it's in the way of something valuable like mines or highways or access to transportation. So it's not even worth anything. So that's what her job was, is to evaluate land. And she discovered that the United Nations had worked their way all the way down to the local level and telling these local governments how to manage their land and how and what to allow on different lands. So basically, even if you own the land, you had to go to government for them to tell you what you could and could not do on it. So that's that really doesn't make it as valuable if you can only do what they want you to do. So you're almost
limited and capped to the point of a certain amount that only they can dictate. So limited options basically means you can't really do much with the land after a while. I mean,
yeah,
you may as well just be Zimbabwe and you're just off to go.
You become a tenant on your own land even if you own it, because you can only do what you're told you can do or what the king wants you to do. And that's the point she was making. Now, as long as people are okay with that, that's fine. But they should be able to, A, see the whole plan, B, know who's behind it, C, know who controls it, and D, what it's all about, what are the rules. So I would want to know, before I bought any land, what the rules are. And if I found out I can do absolutely nothing, I probably couldn't even put a parking lot on my land, then I probably wouldn't buy it. So I think that's really the bottom line people need to understand, that are you in control of your own land, your own country? Do you have any control at all? Because if you don't, what's the point in voting or participating in your country if you basically have no say, if all the rules come from far away, like Switzerland or New York City, which is the UN, where the UN is based?
Yes, UN and WEF and some of Davos, Yes, and for money, I mean, Puerto Rico too. But yeah, I mean, there would be no purpose to a lot of this. I mean, most of this stuff is just done by unelected officials like usual. And I mean, they're not even good enough to call officials. I mean,
technocrats.
They're all just in the club. I mean, they bow to each other. They preach to each other and they only hate each other. Everybody else, sorry, you're basically just specs to them. I mean, it really is just like that. I mean,
yeah, yeah. That is the point, because I think Agenda 21 is being brought in a deceptive way. So that, to me, is why it qualifies as a fakeologist subject. Not to mention the fact that it's being brought in via the greatest deception of all, which is COVID, which is this, well, we don't have to go through what it is, what I think it is. I think I've been quite clear. So it's that is the point. So we use COVID to bring in this technocracy.
Everlasting, much faster than thou, sort of autocracy, tech autocracy, and various more systemics that would never have flourished had it not been for just one little hoax.
Yeah, well, they've been trying to bring in technocracy for 100 years to almost no success, although I think they're pretty successful in selling their sustainability, which is another one of their brands. If you want to look at buzzwords and brands, sustainability is huge. It's a word that people like. Most people don't know what it means, but it sounds good. It sounds like we're not destroying the land and we're just getting everything we want and giving the earth, Mother Earth, everything she wants. But I don't know if people really want to know the end game, because I do, and that is that everyone's going to be living in 125 square foot coffins stacked up 75 stories in the sky. They won't be able to go out unless their digital wallets are full, their social credit wallet is full, or if they have a good reason to go out or go anywhere. And they won't be able to go to the country. They won't be able to buy property outside the city. Basically, China overlaid into Canada and the United States, and they won't be able to, everything will be tightly controlled. All their movements will be controlled. All their ownership will be reduced, if not eliminated, of property. That's the end game. And
no, certainly, I mean, y'all own nothing and be happy. I mean, it almost amazes you in the sense that they didn't want us to be in mud huts or something, because that may as well also what it be. But, I mean, a bigger picture to this is, yes, they would rather just have us be stripped of any property, have us only under their property. Under
they want
their
us just, they want us to be
liability.
Pod people, literally just plugged into the matrix.
You can, Morlocks, yes.
Really? That's if we're allowed to live. Because if we don't add up, if our score doesn't add up to enough points, we'll get the deadly download of the serum, which they call a quaxination. So you can just see, if your social credit score falls below, say, 100, say, I believe the top social credit score is 1,000. Everyone starts off with 1,000 points, and then it just gets whittled down. And if you fall below a certain value, I can see that when you get your quarterly shot, they'll just put the tough stuff in your drip and you'll be gone. I don't know why people can't see that. It's that slippery a slope.
No, it's a little difficult for them. I mean, either they're busy, either they're just so complicit in their Silicon Valley-esque setting, or they really just, I don't know, they really just kind of turned off in the head. I mean, either way, I mean, yeah, you are right on that. I mean, most of the social credit score reaches depend on faulty loyalty, just having to bow down to the same monolith called the state, and having to maintain points that really in the long term are more or less just redundant, but they have it anyways. And frankly, I mean, stray away once and you're going to lose 20, 30, 50, possibly to the entire 1,000 just because you had an opinion. I mean, even Britain, I mean, most people there, if you call the police, and just because you state an opinion that's more or less just fine, like per se, terrorism is caused by insert group here, they arrest you and they just say that you have insert certain race here privilege. simply because he just, just said a small fact. And, it's very draconian more than anything. And from that draconian scale, long-term plutocrats, they're just going to keep ruling it out from their mansions. They're going to keep...
Yep. Let's listen to Eric Clapton. Do you want to hear Eric Clapton? Did you hear him talk about the quaxine? Allegedly, he got the quaxine.
No. Actually, I did not hear about that.
Let's play it on FACO, too.
But the vaccine took my immune system and just shook it around again. And that's still going on. So, and that's then I read, a lot of the evidence that I've been reading about with people that were having adverse reaction. That was on the list, was, damage to the immune system.
Do you feel like you were made aware of those risks beforehand?
Oh, God, no. I lost the use of my hands for about 3 weeks. So I thought I was in real trouble. And that's about that point. I was invited by Robin Menotti to talk about it because it was easy to say yes, because I realized that I wasn't the only one that was suffering. And that's my experience from having had the second jab. But now I've stopped watching TV. One of the cartoons was a little drawing of a guy interviewing two Quakers and saying, how come none of your community has got COVID? And they said, well, we don't watch TV. It's so true, man. So much of the sickness is in our heads now. And I experience it. You get caught in the trap. Well, can you believe what your heart tells you is right? Or is it going against the narrative? Can I talk about how I feel to my family? Man, it doesn't get riskier than that. When I made that little statement, I was pleased to see that it went around without too much flack. I did get some flack from the people I least wanted to get flack from. That. My fear about vaccination is, what will it do to my children? Part of the reason, maybe the biggest part of the reason why I'm talking here today is to talk to my daughters about they may not be able to have kids. They don't probably care.
Sorry, I played Eric Clapton on top of Eric Clapton.
It's not an issue. Yeah, that's one of the risks I take by doing this. They're gonna look at me.
All right, so that's a very absurd there.
Yeah, pretty interesting. I wanted just to make sure this is the same guy that I remembered. He doesn't look at all like Eric Clapton, but I guess age is cruel to people. But yeah, actually, I was trying to remember the song where he has that amazing guitar solo, and just looking up on YouTube, I didn't recognize any of the titles. I wanted to play that guitar solo on top of that. But yeah, he allegedly got sick. I'm sure there are lots of people that got sick, and if you go to Telegram, you can go look at a channel called, let's just see here. It is called COVID Injuries, I believe. COVID Vaccine Victims, 18,000 members. Oh, since I last looked at the forum, there's been 36,000 messages. That's how far behind I am. It's crazy. You don't know how many are true, but there's probably tons of victims here.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty gross.
Probably larger numbers in the Great Awakening. And, wow.
How are you going to stay away from the quaxine?
Well, I know I got a couple surroundings that actually took it, but nothing happened to them so far since just first shot. Well, see, here's the thing. I'm never going to take it.
Yeah.
I'm never going to, I'm never going to confirm to that. So the way I'm staying about it, because I'm not really an enjoyable person. I don't really regard being liked after a while. It's kind of a gimmick to me now. Maybe a gimmick overall, but at the same time, the way to stay away from it is just not really take that influence. If you're around people that really do force such a vax around you, like if they really just want to heck you on you and you just kind of had enough, you're gonna have to just stay away from that group for good. That basically means that they just got trickled into the programming at the end.
Well, we just opened up our stores today, and IKEA, IKEA, that Swedish store.
Oh, yeah, big furniture.
They just put up a sign in Toronto saying masks or vax papers.
So, oh, my gosh. Yeah. But yeah. Stay away from those people as far as possible. Very toxic. The program got to them, and so did the mentality. And after a while, if they don't really deter now, and if they take a second or a third, they may deter later. So,
well, I'm just saying that the stores are doing what's already being done in Singapore. Singapore is a city state that is highly advanced in technology, and they've been using the green light, yellow light, red light system for their malls and the individual stores for a while now. So I don't even know if they're going along with the COVID PSYOP, because they're already where they're supposed to be in terms of control of movement. And it's, I believe Singapore is a pretty small country, so it's not like you can go too far anyhow. But
it is a very privileged state nonetheless. I mean, just for a driver's license, you need a full certificate that says you have the privilege to be handling a vehicle. I mean, that's kind of what Singapore's at. I mean, very strict for what the appeal that they have are.
Now, here is a post. I'm going to go to the blog for a minute. Actually, let me go to my Twitter. I don't usually go to Twitter. I do a lot of retweeting, and sometimes I leave comments. I don't always post it on Fakeologist because it's not interesting enough or it takes too much time. But apparently the FBI building in Washington, D.C. What's that?
Yes. Go on.
The Washington, D.C. building. Completely boarded up right now in Washington, D.C.
Just want to show you here. This is the FBI building. And it's completely closed. No one's in there. In fact, it's even walled off. You can't get inside. So that's what the FBI building looks like here in Washington, guys. What time is it? 5:26 p.m. on the 14th. Hey guys, it's 5:25 on June 14th.
Oh,
show you
Twitter,
here.
Stop replaying it. So the FBI building is totally 14th, boarded up. So that's yesterday.
Yes. But yeah, and that's strange. I mean, they reboarded it again. I mean, geez, I could have swore they stopped it at like March or April. I mean, when Richard Citizens was reporting on it, it was really boarded up on January. I mean, I guess they're going back after 5 months. Maybe the months start with the same letters, so they're just kind of going 6 months later or 5 months later kind of thing. So, yeah.
Well, something's going down.
Washington, D.C. is going to have a hard time.
Now, what do you listen to this thing about, listen to this Fauci guy. I got this off the Dollar Vigilante today. Listen to this creepola.
The level of concern that we're going to discredit public health officials to the point of, you know, look at Russia.
Oh, sorry. Come on, talk.
Citizens will take it because they don't trust their own government.
Right. It's very dangerous, Chuck, because a lot of what you're...
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to look at something here, but here we go.
Yeah, the buffer's strange, huh?
As attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science.
Attacks on Fauci are attacks on science. So he is now interchangeable with science? So if we want to do a science test, we can just say we'll do a Fauci test.
Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that. That is what's going on. Science and the truth are being attacked.
There you go. The Fauci,
yep,
man.
The cult of scientism.
He's got some balls,
bowing
eh?
Bowing down like a real G.
What is this symbol here that's in this graphic here? It's actually pretty neat. I'm playing a clip from the G7 summit now. They're showing how these guys that want to end air travel because it pollutes the environment, pollutes the air. They did a little air show thing. And looks like the fighter pilots, I guess the Royal Air Force. Pretty interesting flyby, and I'm wondering what the if there's any significance to the pattern that they created, or it's just it's pretty cool. Actually, you should take a look at it.
Oh yeah, I should, but unfortunately, I'm not doing that. Sorry, for some reason, I can't do that right now.
No, that's so okay. No, you can look at it. So I'm just going with Twitter here. Okay, I wanted to point out that in Canada, we have a political prisoner here who was trying to run for mayor for a city in Western Canada, Kevin J. Johnson. And I do refer to him many times on past shows that he does a show right now. And he is in jail. And this guy calls it Chinada. Chinada, that's where we're in, Chinada. So
that's rough.
His photographer.
Too, I mean, the way they even got him to, like, they even got him through a vehicle, correct?
He's in jail. Yeah. They basically have a very unlawful, I don't even know what it was called. It was just an order. I can't even remember what it's called here. What did they get him on? Oh, it's an injunction. They created this judge created an injunction to somehow elevate the provincial mandate, which is not a law. And basically this injunction allows the police to arrest anyone who's not following the public health orders, which are not laws. So I guess what the judge did was just turn these orders into some kind of pseudo law. So if you're violating any of the order, then they can just arrest you, and then you need a bail hearing. Well, he hasn't been given a bail hearing, or he was not allowed bail. He's been denied bail. So this is week three, and his trial.
No, those judges just allowed code to be reconducted. I mean, most of what they follow is basically code. Disguised as law. I mean, they call it law code, but it's really just code now. No, that's they're still playing like a bunch of kangaroos in their dang kangaroo courts.
Yeah, you got it. So it's lawfare. So they're keeping him in. I think he's a real guy. I don't think he's controlled opposition, Kevin, but because he's not really getting any publicity out of this, and he is making a legitimate try to become mayor. But they don't want him to become mayor. And they're succeeding, I guess, if he can't campaign. They're also interfering with his campaign, which I believe is a criminal offense. But when the government, who has all the marbles, is doing the illegal activity, they can't really arrest themselves. So it's pretty treasonous. This is Canada. It's just hard to believe. Now, by the way, we in Canada, in the same province, Alberta, they arrested a pastor. I think they arrested another one in Alberta today or yesterday, right in front of his family. That's just totally disgusting. And
no, it is. I mean, it really is kind of brutes on their part. I mean, they're really just going after people as if they were going after drug cartels. I mean, Sicario, they just kind of go all out and invade. I mean, they don't even need to fire around. They could just go at you with brute first, knowing that they have the tech, knowing that they have the backup and the badge and
Well, they know they got the people on their side still. I don't know if the majority are still on the side of putting the so-called spreaders or the non-conformists in jail. I know there's a lot of sentiment, but it's hard to tell if it's real or military generated online. I haven't taken a poll myself of real people, but my point was that apparently in Louisiana, the governor down there arrested a larger denomination's pastor. But the judge, after, I don't know how long he was in jail, the judge threw the whole thing out quickly. So it seems like your judges, at least in this parish in Louisiana, have a little more power, and they don't have to listen to the governor, which is fantastic, which is also what Matt Truella, the pastor from Wisconsin, says you need the intercession of the lower magistrate, interposition, where basically you have to stand up to tyrannical laws. And it's religions or the pastor, it's their duty to interpose to, and that his website, by the way, and I really like it, is called defytyrants.com. And Matt wrote a book called The Interposition or The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. So that means that your local judge should have more power than the tyranny way above it, which is amazing. And he says it's biblical and it comes from Romans 13. Christians must resist tyranny. So it's actually fantastic. I really think that the greater number of Christians in the United States can really help resist this top-down tyranny. We're in Canada, we don't have this kind of religious organization anymore. We're just so secular, especially in the cities. We don't have any bodies that can resist tyranny whatsoever. We just don't, there's just no gatherings of community in the same way there are in at least the southern states.
Yeah, I mean, it's the part that's really saddening. I mean, it's almost become akin to the European Union in that sense. I mean, most of them can't really do much about theirs either. I mean, they've had some clashes before, but other than that, I mean, most of it's really stagnant. And quite frankly, I mean, a lot of them are forced to also bow down to central control. And it's kind of a shame, really. I mean, that's how really visceral it is. But I mean, really, though, I mean, we really do wish, like, the best of... not luck, because it's a little too rude, but we really wish the best for Kevin J. Johnston. I mean, clearly he put up the best in him. He really did sum up quite a lot on him, too. I mean, some of his shows are really good, too. I mean, no doubt about it.
Well, actually, I hate to say it, but his shows have been better since he's been off it. I have to give Derek and Ed credit for really bringing on some fantastic guests. And if anyone wants to watch the show, I'll just bring it up right now. He broadcasts on a million.
Well, it's so good that he had others to actually do it for him as well. Actually, that's another thing we give to him. And at least he had associates for that as well.
You're totally right. If you go to his website, kevinjjohnson.me, you can see the links to his live streams. So let's see if we let's try the Facebook feed. He's got a bunch. He rebroadcasts on a million different places. So let's see what they're talking about tonight. And he's got these two. Here we go.
Ready, Derek?
Yep.
Ready. Teacher, royal family of the UK installed by the central bankers 200 years ago.
I'm not going to watch that.
The same group of people.
Let me just move that.
Seized the assets.
Okay. That's just some nut bar that they keep playing who says they're running Canada now. I think it's just misdirection, of course, to throw people off what's really going on. But, yeah, I recommend watching the show. They got they have good guests. And there you go. He's got this guy, Pat King, is great. And this is Kellyanne. I guess this is his new girlfriend now, it seems. But yeah. Look at his shirt there. Yeah. F off, Trudeau. Or, yeah, that's funny. Now, these guys are good. These guys are good. And there's Ed and Derek. Highly recommended. And these guys, it's hard to believe we only have so few people that actually understand what's going on. I don't know if these guys understand the virus myth or Agenda 21. But, they're really trying to fight against what they think is happening, and they're right about it. So,
yeah, it is a shame most Canadians don't really want to realize how terrible it is. I mean,
no, they want to roll into it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
They really do.
That's another issue.
Especially the young people, they want this. They want this. They want this to happen.
Yeah, cosmopolitans, they are trouble. Actually, this is one thing I really do have to admit to you. I actually been around a couple of surrounding cities like Costa Mesa, Brea, and that of not Hudson Beach, but there's another city too that's all in Newport. I've seen many people that really just want that kind of control. And The first one I mentioned, they actually charged $100 as a ticket if you don't have a mask on. So I had to start going over there too. So I mean, not only did they want it, but it looks California? Like they were enforcing toll. So since I'm in a county that really doesn't enforce much of it, I mean, just knowing Orange County and all, I mean, most of it is more or less just up to, you know, it's more or less de facto. So most of it's corporations. So if you want work, you probably have to go through all those measures.
Oh, by the way, are you looking at your screen right now?
I beg your pardon?
Are you looking at your computer screen?
No, sorry. My laptop ended up breaking like...
Oh, you're on your phone. Okay, I'm just putting it on your screen.
Yeah,
gruesome Newsom right beside the Joker here. It's funny. It's funny.
Man.
Human Vibration just posted this today. She gets a lot of hits, by the way. Wow, 200 likes. Just a picture of Gruesome Newsom beside the Joker. Just carbon copies, these two twits. That's
they funny. Are twins, I mean. Our King Phoenix one, I mean, looks more like to Newsom than all the other ones put together, clearly. And, I mean, Gail Newsom, I mean, let's face it, those... I remember seeing yesterday putting those mandates, like the irrelevancy back on. Oh, my God, those shoulders are just still sloping. My God, I don't think the testosterone's working out for Gavin. So, I mean, that's another little key hint right there.
Yeah. Oh, and just so you know, here's another tweet. A lot of my tweets are just echoes of my blog posts. There's another Canadian woman that's doing FOI, Freedom of Information requests, all around the world to see if any government health agency has a copy or record of the any virus at all in the entire world. And she's got 70 replies, and every one of them says they don't have any record of any virus. And here we go. She did a Freedom of Information request to the CDC, and they have no record or evidence of the polio virus. So there's another,
that's a number two.
So the point is there's no record of virus isolation. No record of any virus being isolated, which tells you that this whole thing is based on an inverted fraud where viruses are not contagious. They can't be isolated, and if they can't be isolated, then they can't be removed and attenuated and made into a quaxine. That is the definition of a virus. You take the active, hostile, in nature virus, and then you treat it and attenuate it, and you reinsert it into the body in its reduced form, and then the body creates an immunity. And then next time it meets one of these viruses in the wild, it knows what to do with it and it can neutralize it. Now, that whole concept is false. All of it. It's all inverted. It's all wrong. And it's all based on the germ theory, which is completely nonsensical when compared to the terrain theory. But this is what our entire healthcare system is based on and what this hoax is based on. Oh.
No, certainly it is. I mean, they really conned the majority on this. I mean, cell theory, I mean, it's made by the same guy that ended up inventing rabies with a dog. I mean, rabies was never even real prior to, like, the 1800s until he showed up. So, I mean, whatever it injected, Curdy just invented a new form of disease and became an even bigger sophist than the last time, only to have that legacy just spread out just like Sigmund Freud, just different profession and different standards.
Yep. All right. Well, I've been going for, how long have I been going? You've been on for an hour, and this whole call has been going on for an hour and 8 minutes. So I'd like to do about an hour. So it looks like we're at an hour, and I gave everyone a bit of a taste of the blog for the day, which is what I want to do and have, That's the mission statement of this hourly or mainly daily show or every other daily show. And, of course, you were on. I appreciate it, Daniel, and you brought your perspective from California, which is great.
I appreciate your show, Ab.
No, I appreciate. Thank you for listening. I know you call into IPS. I heard you on IPS on his show a few days ago. I'm a little behind on listening to his stuff. I do appreciate him as well. And I know you...
Hey, no problem on that. I mean,
yeah,
I really like his show as well. I mean, he really gets full into... Tim Osmond really gets into full detail, like, into a lot of these meta-scripted events.
I love his theory.
He ended up bringing back Tom Cross as well. I mean, apparently, they actually are going to go forward with it, but he just... there's this competition between Tom Cross and this Russian person they may consider it doing together. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's really big on him.
I never heard of
really
Tom Cross.
Captured the mind. Oh, no, Tom Cruise. Sorry.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
I put the last name of Cross because, you know, Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, and that goes into Rosicrucianism.
Interesting. So, interesting. Yeah, you know more about that than I do, so that's very interesting.
Well, that's all recent research, and actually a couple of Lincoln relations, too. But, I mean, that's really big. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, those organizations, most people don't think that they're together in any way, but they actually are. I mean, well.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. Fakeologist.com, Fakotube.com. If you like the show, Fakeologist.com/donate. If you don't like the show and want me to stay off the air for a week, you can also go to fakeologist.com/donate. If you want to interact with the Discord server where there's lots of activity, lots of members, fake11.com/Discord, and just introduce yourself and you'll get in. And that's are you on our Discord, by the way?
Actually, I had to kind of get off of Discord. Oh. I actually had a little few problems with it.
Apparently,
okay. Kept taking up my space. So, but no problem. I mean, I still enjoy that too. I mean, a lot of great callers in there. A lot of actually really good content. I mean, especially the political theater and the alchemic hustle. Very, very wonderful.
Do you listen to the audio chats, the FAC series on Fakeologist?
Yeah, I have gone to some of it. I really like that new guy, Prince Pepe. Actually, great audio on him. He should do a little more often as well.
Yes, Prince. Yeah, he's changed his name to Prince, whatever that means. So yeah, he was very interesting.
I kind of missed Spike too, actually, to tell you the truth. I don't know, I kind of missed Spike, but I guess he ended up being a real pain on everybody's butt, so he just got kicked out. Shame on that.
It's an acquired taste. Spike was a little too discordant, even though it's the Discord. He was very discordant, and when I get a majority, when I get too many people complaining, I try and... It's an impossible situation to keep everyone happy, I'll be honest with you. I can't...
Yeah, I know. You do have to handle it at some point. I mean, I get...
Yeah.
If it becomes too much of an annoyance for everybody else, you're going to have no choice and agree with everyone saying, nah, man, sorry, it's over.
Yeah, you got it, man. And I don't really like to be too heavy-handed in the Discord. My only thing is, as long as you can try and keep it interesting from a fakery point of view, because obviously you can talk about anything in a Discord, but and just not insult every single person you meet there. That's basically the set of rules. Other than that, it's a pretty wide open free for all. But I like to just leave it as open as possible. I know I annoy almost as many people as I please when it comes to administration. It's a thankless battle, but you do your best. Are you on the IPS Discord? Because that one's more lively than mine, I think.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, again, I did have to take Discord off, so I'm not even... The only thing I got from IPS is just Subscribestar for the moment, so, I mean, that's kind of something there.
Yeah. Yeah, IPS has a Discord as well, so everyone should check out IPS, Kevin J. Johnson. There's so much content out there, guys. There's no way you can keep up with all the content now. There's just too much everywhere. So if you've chosen Fakeologist, I appreciate it. And Daniel, thanks for calling in, and we're going to call it a night.
Got it. Thank you very much, Jeff. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Thanks for checking in. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.